Welcome back to Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Our guest today is Tiffany Thomas from Dismal's Canyon, a national natural landmark in North Alabama. I can't wait to talk to you about this landmark and all the exciting things that you can see there. So welcome to the show, Tiffany.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, before we jump in, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I first started working for the Dismal's Canyon as a soda jerk in their soda fountain years ago. It was a lot of fun getting to make and come up with all sorts of desserts. My cousin actually worked there a long time ago. She told me about being able to talk to tourists from all over and about the nature trail and just the relaxed atmosphere. So I decided to apply and came back this spring, making this my fourth year with Dismal's Canyon.
Oh, cool. That's so neat.
And now I do the social media accounts for them.
Okay, well, we have that in common because I do all the social media for here. So we're kindred spirits there. Well, let's jump right in about Dismal's Canyon. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the canyon and where did the name come from?
Sure. So the Dismal's Canyon was once a primeval swamp. This area was lifted upward during the geological events of the late Paleozoic era, roughly 300 million years ago. Over time, the force of draining waters helped to carve a canyon and gorge system, punctuated throughout by dozens of sandstone sheltered grottos, two waterfalls, six natural bridges, and giant moss-covered boulders thrown about by ancient earthquakes. It was originally occupied 10,000 years ago by Paleo-Americans. We've learned much about the many cultures of these Stone Age humans from the artifacts found scattered among bluff shelters, grottos, and other natural shelters within the Dismal's Canyon. The Dismal's Canyon was also once home to Chickasaw and Cherokee Native Americans. As far as the name Dismal's Canyon goes, there were early settlers who first named the hidden canyon a century ago that were largely of Scotch-Irish descent. Some believe they brought the name from a beautiful and rugged spot in Scotland called Dismal's. So while we don't know with utmost certainty this is the case, we speculate it was originally named after that location.
Okay, so a rich, rich history there. I love that. 3 million years? Wow. That is crazy. So tell us a little bit about some of the significant features in the canyon that we can find.
Sure. We offer a self-guided day tour and a guided night tour. The day tour is a 1.5-mile hike that takes about 1.5 to 2 hours to fully experience. We also have a country store with souvenirs and candy with an old-fashioned soda fountain and restaurant attached that offers an old-timey dining experience. Much like it was done in the 1950s and the 1960s, we offer Cokes that have the syrup mixed in by hand instead of machine, as well as phosphates, floats, and milkshakes, to name a few. We have campsites and 2 cabins available for anyone who wants to go on a retreat and offer amenities such as a masseuse who is available for reservations to all of our visitors.
That sounds like a really good thing to do after you've hiked in the canyon is to get a massage.
Oh, absolutely. A cheeseburger, a milkshake, and then a massage. There you go.
There you go. I mean, your day is planned. Hike the canyon and then do all those things. Well, now for our listeners who haven't been to Dismal's Canyon, which you really need to put it on your list because it is amazing. How would you rate the hike? Would you say it was easy or moderate or difficult?
Well, it is not like wheelchair accessible so that we can get someone into the store. So you could still like dine in if you want to do that. But it is like a rough terrain trail, but, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone too like far in their elderly years that's prone to falling. But as far as like children, pets, and the above, it's a lot of fun. There's just a few spots, and you can kind of traverse around them if you don't want to go through those rougher areas. Basically, wear shoes that you don't mind getting wet and that are comfortable, and you should be okay.
Yeah. And I've noticed the times that I've been there that it feels like it's a little bit cooler down in the canyon because I've been in the spring and then in the summertime when it was really hot, but it felt like it was a little bit cooler. Have you noticed like a drop in temperature as you go into the canyon?
It's definitely cooler. The sandstone gorges, it like it keeps it cooler with all the waterfalls too. And that's what makes it the humidity and the cooler humidity, and it makes it a better place for the Dismalites. I know we're going to talk about that later, but you won't find any mosquitoes down there, and it stays a lot cooler with the tree canopy.
That is an attractive thought, because I was sitting outside the other night and I must have swatted like 10 away. So no mosquitoes. Yeah, that's that's a good selling point right there.
I'm telling you, the Dismalites, they're not just pretty. They're awesome pest control.
Yes. So yeah, we need to get Dismalites around our house, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, since we're talking about the Dismalites, tell us about going on a night hike and seeing these little creatures.
Oh, absolutely. I love the Dismalites. They're without a doubt I love the terrain trail, but the Dismalites, that was the main selling point that made me want to come.
Yeah.
And we do offer night tours. That's our biggest attraction. Bill, he's our current tour guide. He does a great job, and he's as easygoing as people come. So I can't imagine anyone not having a good time with them. But past twilight, the canyon lights up with these tiny bioluminescent creatures that we call Dismalites. These glowworms require a select habitat to survive and are unique to only a few places on Earth. They're close cousins of the rare glowworms found in Australia and New Zealand. Wow. Though we use that term glowworm really loosely, because in truth, these are actually the larvae stage of a unique native endemic species of insect called the North American Orphelia fultonii. In short, they're the earliest stage of a unique type of fly that lay their young inside the moss found here. But we just call them Dismalites in honor of their found home. But yeah, they require a select habitat to survive, humidity to prevent them from drying out, hanging surfaces to allow them to build sticky webs to trap their food, like those mosquitoes, an adequate supply of insects, a still atmosphere to prevent their webs from tangling, and darkness to allow their light to show. While these rare insects can be found in very small groups, you might find two or three in other places in North America, should the environment be permissible enough and you're lucky enough to stumble upon them. The Dismals Canyon is the only place in the world that offers the perfect habitat for them to grow into groups that can reach, into thousands. Sometimes if you're looking up at them from below and it's dark enough to see them, it can be difficult to tell where they end and then the stars above them begin.
That sounds absolutely dreamy. I mean, I'm just picturing it now. That just sounds like such a dreamy sight.
It is. It is so neat. It's super neat.
And I mean, it's so cool that you think about in Franklin County in North Alabama that this is the most, the perfect place for them to thrive. That's crazy.
I know. Like here where there's hardly anybody, and then you've just got something that looks like something from another world.
Yeah.
Like when my cousin told me about it, when I first heard about it, I was like, no way.
That's
cool.
Yeah. I've been on a couple of day hikes, but I have yet to go on a night hike to see the Dismalites. But we did kind of go in one of the little areas where it was a little bit darker, and we did see a couple. So we kind of got just a little tiny glimpse of what, they could look like, but I have still yet to go and see all of them to where, they look like the night sky. That's
May, April through the end of May. That's when they're the best.
That's good to know.
It's beautiful.
So what is it about those two times? Is it the spring when things are starting to grow and turn green? What is it about those two times that make it ideal?
April showers bring May flowers. And it's not too hot. The summer heat is really rough on the waterfalls and the Dismalites.
Yeah.
But in April and May, and then later around September and early October, those times tend to be just the best time as far as allowing the Dismalites to thrive. So I'd say May is personally my favorite time to visit them, because that's whenever we've seen them into the thousands.
Wow. Thousands. That sounds so cool. Well, while we're talking about the Dismalites, we always ask our Facebook followers what questions they want asked. And that was the one question that we chose, is what makes the Dismalites glow?
So their light is produced biologically, similarly to what makes fireflies glow. Okay. They produce a chemical reaction in mixing compounds to create a steady glowing light or a flash. Most are a steady glow, but sometimes they twinkle. The blue light produced by the dismalites is one of the most blue lights produced via bioluminescence. They use that light to attract tiny flying insects into a web-like substance. They're teeny, teeny, tiny.
So it's kind of like that whole moth to a flame kind of concept that they're
exactly.
The insects are drawn to. Okay. Well, that is so neat. I love that. Yeah, that's whenever we post about Dismal's Canyon on Facebook or Instagram, I mean, it's almost like it goes viral every time because people love seeing the pictures, and if they've been, you know, they're reliving their experience. And then that is one thing you mentioned that earlier about how, you know, it's kind of this otherworldly like place. And that is a word that gets used often, you know, when we post on social about it, is that it's this otherworldly kind of place. And
like you're stepping into a fairy tale almost. It's like got that whimsy. That's perfect way to describe it. It's whimsical. It's like otherworldly. It's just not something you would expect to find like in Franklin County.
Right. Exactly. And there's this one bluff. Is it Weeping Bluff? I know it has like a Native American significance that we were told. Mm-hmm. Tell us that story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So in 1838, U.S. troops rounded up the Chickasaw Native Americans, forcing mm-hmm. them from their ancestral lands and held them under guard in the canyon for 2 weeks before herding them to Muscle Shoals, where they embarked on the Trail of Tears. Weeping Bluff, one of the unique rock formations found within the canyon, was named this because it looks like the canyon is weeping for the loss of the Native Americans.
Yeah, I remember hearing that story and learning that and just all those different little pieces to the canyon that just makes it so cool. That's so neat. And of course, then you, you know, going up through the shoals, you've got Tom's Wall that kind of builds on that, that story there too. So mm-hmm. that's really neat. That's cool. Now I've also heard, but I've heard conflicting stories about this, that there was a famous outlaw that hid in Dismal's Canyon. Can you confirm or deny this?
I can neither confirm nor deny it, but it's highly speculated that he did, that he hid out behind Rainbow Falls in that little cavern. That's where you'll find the most Dismalites too, is right there. But yeah, whether or not that's entirely true, I cannot say.
Yeah,
but I think so, but I wouldn't make any promises on that one.
Yeah, I've heard that that Aaron Burr was there, you know, and they're like, well, no, that's not really true, that's just a legend. And then we've like, well, no, actually that was true. So there we have it. We can't confirm it or deny it, so we still don't know. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Rainbow Falls, because that's actually on our North Alabama Waterfall Trail. And I know it's also been kind of a source of cooling off when we've done a hike. You kind of play around in that water after a long, hot hike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rainbow Falls, it's our largest waterfall. And the early settlers that were first here that named it Dismal's, they had built a water mill, a cotton gin, and a sawmill. And the mill and water wheel was destroyed by a flood in the 1950s. But you can find one of the millstones right below Rainbow Falls. It's one of the first things you spot when you first come down to view it.
Yeah, it's so refreshing to see that, and to especially see it, like I said, after a long hike, you see that and kind of wade around and play in the water a little bit, so to cool off.
Yeah, it's perfect for that.
Yeah. Well, before we go, will you tell us where people can find you on social media, your website, admission, all the things?
Sure. So our admissions, if you're just doing a day tour, is $12 for adults. Anyone over 60 gets in for $11. Anyone under 12 is $8.75. And if you reserve for a campsite, you can get a discount on that. It's not entirely included, but it does get a slight discount on that. And a night tour is $12. And those you have to reserve over the phone.
Okay.
And we always recommend doing it the Sunday before, because our night tours book up very, very fast. The day tour can be reserved on the day of.
Okay.
And anyone over 60 is $11, and anyone under 12 is $9 for them.
Okay.
And if you want to get all the information, see some pictures of the Dismal Lights, you can go to www.dismalscanyon.com, and it'll have all that there. And our Instagram, our handle is at Dismals Canyon, and you can also find us on Facebook.
So yeah, y'all need to give them a follow. That way you can keep up with everything that's going on. And yeah, thanks so much for being here today, Tiffany.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love talking about Dismals. I love visiting. I love posting about it. So this has been a lot of really good information.
Oh yeah, no problem.
North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.